The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Miriam, for you have found favor with Yahweh. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and shall name him Yahshua. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and Yahweh Elohim will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the houses of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Miriam said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. For that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of Yahweh. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth, who also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month." So there we have it twice, that she's in her sixth month. And of course, this was just at the time when Miriam again would have been being impregnated with Yahshua. "For nothing will be impossible with Yahweh." And Miriam said, "Behold, the bondslave of Yahweh may be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Then we see in the next thing, as Miriam goes and with this knowledge goes and visits Elizabeth. "Now at this time Miriam arose and went in a hurry to the hill country, to the city of Judah." And of course he went there and she visited with Elizabeth. And it was shown to them both what was going to happen here. But let's take a moment here and let's digest some of what we've read here. Again, in verse 26, we see that Elizabeth was in her sixth month of pregnancy. In verse 56 and 57, let's read those. As it says, "Now the time had come for Elizabeth to give birth, and she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and her relatives heard that Yahweh had displayed his great mercy toward her, and they were rejoicing with her." So he was born, and of course, to figure out when he would have been born, that's all we have to do is do the math. Now, John was conceived, as we saw both what the scriptures show us by that course, it would have been somewhere in the middle of June, and that would be after Zechariah had returned to his home. And 6 months later, Yahshua was conceived. Now, if you go from June and you go to if you add six months to it, then that means that Yahshua would have been conceived sometime in December. Now, ironically, yesterday, which was the December the 8th, yesterday on the Catholic calendar is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Now, if you ask Catholics about that today, they poo-poo it and they say, "Well, that just is a feast to remember when the Messiah was, quote, the Immaculate Conception, when he was conceived in Miriam." But if you look back to the root of where that came from, it is based upon a tradition, which in actuality, probably there's more truth to that tradition than they realize, that the Messiah was actually conceived in the month of December, around that time. Now, if Yahshua, according to the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, was conceived on December the 8th, then a real miracle must have taken place, because he was either in his mother's womb, according to the Catholics, for a year and about 2 weeks, or he did the speedy thing and he was born 2 weeks later. Well, we know that neither one of those are true. And in actuality, we know that Yahshua would have been conceived probably in mid-December. We also know that Yahshua's ministry, as he was born and then grew, his ministry began just after the Feast of Tabernacles. Remember, it says that he began his ministry at about the age of 30, and it lasted for 3.5 years with his death at Passover. So that shows us something, the fact that Yahshua, if you do the count, counting nine months from December, brings us to the end of September. And the way, of course, according to what Dr. Bullinger has, and when you look at the scriptures themselves and see some of the signs that are there, Yahshua would have turned 30 again, or he would have been born on the first high day of the Feast of Tabernacles, and he would have therefore been circumcised on the eighth day, the last great day of the feast. Now, if you go over to John chapter 1, and we'll look at John 1:14, this is rather interesting because